Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Michael Martinez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Clevinger. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Rollins. Batting third. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting sixth. The DH, Brett Laurie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dionor Navarro. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Austin Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Matt Latos. And now, play ball. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santana hits a pop-up towards the mound. Latos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eaton strikes out. One out. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Frazier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Napoli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Abreu hits a line drive into left field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Laurie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laurie takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez strikes out. 2 outs. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Navarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Byrd hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santana for the out. Martinez moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Byrd. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. 1 out. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive towards short. Linder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Napoli takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Laurie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Laurie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Lori. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Lori steals second. Deonor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops it up and throws to first, with Clevinger covering, for the out. Lori moves to third. Two outs. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lori scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Byrd is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrd hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3. White Sox, 3. Michael Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up towards short. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Frazier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frazier. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Frazier steals second. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Lori is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lori is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lori hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Napoli strikes out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomes hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Otero now pitching. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Navarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Navarro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Navarro moves to second. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-3 in the game. Eaton bunts towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. Navarro moves to third. Jackson moves to second. 1 out. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins strikes out. Gomes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rollins out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frazier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Duke now pitching. Rajay Davis pinch hits for Lonnie Chisenhall. Rajay Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Byrd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Byrd takes first base on ball 4. Michael Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rajay Davis now playing center field. Michael Martinez now playing right field. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a fly ball towards center. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Cabrera moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0-for-3 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis misplays the ball. That's an error on Kipnis. Cabrera moves to third. Brett Laurie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laurie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Laurie takes first base on ball 4. Abreu moves to second. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive towards right. Martinez catches it and throws to home to double up Cabrera. Two outs. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Navarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Navarro takes first base on ball 4. Abreu moves to third. Lori moves to second. Austin Adams now pitching. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Abreu scores. Lori moves to third. Navarro moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Santana moves to third. Matt Albers now pitching. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive towards short. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Napoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Santana scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Nate Jones now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins strikes out. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera strikes out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 4 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Abreu reaches second base with a double. Frazier moves to third. Brett Lori is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lori is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Lori is walked intentionally. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 4 in the game. Sanchez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Rajay Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Byrd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Byrd strikes out. There goes Davis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Michael Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Martinez strikes out. Navarro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martinez out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.